Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everybody. I hope you're ready to go wild. We are. Today is that day. We're talking to those of you that are calling here and calling in at the 914-205-5362. What about me and you? Let's talk. We're going to talk today about dating psychic-sensitive men. And I say we. You've all been to see who it's going to be. We got that special guest. We got that person that's going to talk to you about it. I hope you guys do know it is rated R. So if you're going ahead and doing anything here, please make sure that you connect and call us at the phone number if you have any questions. There is no room today. There's a very good show that's happening here. We've got her in the wings, and we're going to be talking to her in just a minute. Those of you tuning in, I really want to tease you. We got a lot of calls, a lot of people. This is the way to do it. Get a hold of us here. Contacting us and asking us to come in and discuss what it's like to date a psychic, what it's like to date a male. So we did a little research here, and I've got from Men Intelligence, we've got 15 questions here, 15 big words that we're going to discuss with a man and how to date and what people are looking for in 2020. We want to see if this correlates with what you're looking for in a relationship and to see if you agree with what we've got. We have a lot of Hello, Dina.
Hi.
Hey,
hi.
How you been?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. We are having it today, and I've got a lot of individuals going, what is happening? We have a lot of energy for those of you that are tuning in. I want you to take a minute, those of you that are contacting us, and making sure that you're getting that time with us, that you get to hear what we're going to be discussing. I had a friend today call me and say, Jethro, Psyche's Gone Wild has went a lot wilder. This is Jethro and Dina Flanagan. Those of you know the True Blue Psychic up there in Maine. We got her in on the phone. We've got a really intense show to do, and I've got a lot of you guys contacting me. Go to Psychic Jethro's Gone Wild room there. It's psychicjethro.com. It's Facebook, Psychic Jethro Room. And those of you tuning in, don't go to that other site. Come to us. Get a hold of us. Dina's out there. If you want to get a reading from Dina Flanagan, look it up. Type in. You know she's in Maine. She's a 207 number. And what's beautiful about this is Dina has her website up. Dina, tell them about your website and a few things while I help these people that are trying to come over get to the phones.
Well, it's Dina Flanagan, psychicmedium.com, or psychicmediumdinaflanagan.com, one way or the other. I haven't gone into my website in a bit. And you can get a hold of me at 207-752-1399 or at essenceot@aol.com or essenceot@gmail.com. And would love to hear from you.
Those of you tuning in, this is a wonderful day, and I've got a lot of you calling in, and we love you. I had a lot of questions here, Dina, and this is a very sensitive topic about, is it good to date a psychic man? Is it better to date a non-psychic man? Can you give us a little bit of your insight here? I think you've dated maybe a time or two, can I say?
Yes, unfortunately, I have. Well, me as a psychic, I would prefer to date a non-psychic man. And it's even just hard dating, period, if you're psychic, because you're always knowing. You know what they're thinking. You know what's going on. You can't really hide much. So it's not easy dating a psychic, period. But as a man, like what I'm looking for is somebody who's kind of the opposite of that. Or someone who's just kind of laid back and and doesn't mind that or whatever, but two psychics in one household, that's not a pretty picture.
I love that. Those of you tuning in, you heard it right there. Dina, we've got a lot of questions, one of them right off the top. Dan is wanting to know, isn't it true that you psychics can't read yourself? So if you were psychic and you were dating me, could you read my mind if I were doing things that you didn't feel right? Dina, he wants to know if what you were just saying there.
Yeah. Well, you're right. I can't read myself, but I can read you. So, yes, I can see for the most part. I can see, I know things that are going on, even if it's just a sense. And my senses are usually really accurate. So, and then sometimes you hear the words, you know, like you can hear what they're thinking. So that's not always fun either. So, but as far as myself, I can read some things, but not everything. You do get blocked on yourself a lot, but if it involves somebody else in the picture, then yes, you can read that somebody else.
I love it. There you go. And you guys listening in today, we did the first part today, and we had male-sensitive psychics. Now we're getting down to the real basics here from all you guys calling in, and we're going to get to the real honesty as you hear Dina right now. I've got a lot of yays and nays, and here we go. You know, we love you guys. We encourage you with the rated R, and we're going to go there. So I hope you are too. We're going to read the 15 words here. I'm going to read to you on the 15 words they're looking for in 2020 to date a man from Men Intelligence, and this is a very reputable magazine and works on the internet here with these are the top words that women are looking for. Number one, independence, a man who's independent and able to do. Two, positivity. Three, communication skills. Four, sociably. Five, intelligence. Six, passion. Seven, sense of humor. 8, ambition. 9, confidence. 10, charm. 11, physique. 12, respectability. 13, attractiveness. 14, romance. And 15, compatibility. So those are main things that Dina's going to talk to you about. Now, Dina, we're going to have an argument. We always do. I'm a sensitive guy, and I've always had this thing with relationships that I agree with you. I feel like two psychics in the house, but I feel like sometimes you need that. I mean, I've had times where I'm thinking something, or I'm going, a person that's not psychic, if that girl, I want to be able to send in my mind, I want to do tonight and spend in when she's at home, and then she'll come home ready for romance. What if she's out working all day, she don't hear me, I'm ready to dance the boogie-woogie, and she's out there wanting to go see a movie.
Yeah. Well, I guess this is where communication comes in. Yeah. you gotta communicate those words. And that's one of the big ones for the men is like that men are just, it's not necessarily a negative thing. It's just they think different. They operate different. And they're not the greatest of communicators. And I won't say all men because there are some men who will. But, I mean, that's a big one, communication. Without that, forget about it. That's anywhere, the bedroom, anywhere. You know, you got to have that communication.
She got me there. She's a Libra, you guys, and you see the charm right there just playing itself out for you. And what I love for those of you guys calling in, talking about dating, and it's real. Yes, Amy, we're going to talk about sex. She wrote me, and she says, this is me over in Amy in North Carolina. Kay is probably the most best thing to happen to you, Jethro, and you know it. So what are you telling people?
Oh.
I'm not telling anything. I'm just, what are you saying? What I'm saying is ladies who are intuitive. And I agree with Dina. I have had people that we were too wired and things went crazy in the house. Those of you who know what I'm talking about, we got girls writing in and they're going, Dina knows what she's doing, Jethro, and if you don't quit pushing her buttons, I'm not pushing buttons. Dina, we are discussing sex and life and dating relationship. I'm just saying that if you have someone who's totally tuned out to this, and I have dated a few days too, maybe quite a lot if it gets out. But what happened during that time is I realize, I agree totally with Dina. You get two psychics in the house, you're going to have chaos. Dina, you have always impressed me with your ability with these men. I have been trying to date this man. He isn't psychic. I am psychic. I know we're supposed to be together. I've had psychic after psychic tell me, but he won't pick up the lead. I've done everything but put notes on his car. Oh, my goodness. to get him to see what I've got in store for his life. What do you feel about me? How do I get him to see me?
Well, I mean, first of all, if he doesn't want to see you, move on. I mean, that's what I say. But if because he'd have noticed you by now. But if you want to keep trying, I mean, sometimes you got to play harder to get. Like I don't mean like game playing, but make him want you. Like instead of you wanting him so desperately, make him want you in different ways. So when do they want you the most? When they can't have you, or when they think they can't have you. So maybe you can do something like that with them and see what happens, you know. And if he simply doesn't want to see you at that point, then move on. You know.
I love
oh,
it.
Oh, wait.
Oh, my. Those of you tuning in, we're laughing because we've got so many people calling and making us. They're going, Dina, tell me the truth. Have you dated more than 10 times? Can I find out? Because I have just started dating, and I feel that I should at least date a few gentlemen before I make that big decision of which is the lucky guy. Good one. Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Well, that's a loaded question because, like, I have to let out my secret. I'm in my 50s, so, and I've been divorced twice, so you know that in between I've dated. Now, I haven't been single for long here and there, but when I am, I kind of like, I go on this, like, I'm a curious soul and an adventurous soul. So, like, I gotta, like, I want to know what every zodiac sign is like, so I've dated every zodiac sign. I wanted to know different things. So, yeah, I've dated well over 10 times. So, definitely.
Ooh.
But I mean, I think, like, the first person I married was my first love or my first boyfriend. I hadn't had somebody before that. So when we did get divorced, I was very curious, and that's where that came from. Like, I didn't, so I needed to go out and you do. You need to go out and see what's out there, what's available. But if you find somebody good, try to make it work, because that's hard to find. It's really hard to find somebody who you are compatible with and who's really good for you.
I love that. Now, ooh, and this is the thing that those of you writing in, I'm very shy, and I love the fact that I have had readings from Dina. She knows everything about me. I do have to admit, if Dina says do it, because every advice that she's given me has been correct. Jethro, I love you dearly. You make me nervous. I don't think dating you would be a good idea because I don't want everyone to know my secret. I agree with you, and I love that. And Dina had just what she's saying, and I've got to tease you. I have a gifted person. I'm very much in love. I've been very fortunate and blessed that a psychic actually read about her. I will say another student reading myself and predicted everything that has happened for me with my relationship and what Dina was just saying there. I would say, you know, you guys were asking, I would say in the hundreds for me dating. Now, I'm not saying that I'm a wild dater, but I am saying that I love the passion. I love the dating. I like the going out. I like the fun of it. I like being friends. I just enjoy that communication. I don't know. I mean, I've been told a lot of things with the dating that I'm a very fun person, the sense of humor, definitely. I'm not a boring person. I have to tease, but I think it is difficult for a woman to date one of us. And that's what I love you guys that are writing in. Kev, you're correct. When men are very psychic, sometimes it's very intense and you get emotional or you do things and it's hard for a relationship to be able to deal with that. I have to check really personally before I go out, because if I date the wrong girl, then I'm in trouble. Dina, have you ever dated the wrong psychic guy?
Yeah, I did have a few experiences with some psychic men, I guess you might want to say, and this is awful to say, but I find they're egotistical sometimes. So not all people, but the few that I dated, they are, and not just that, they seem to be lost sometimes, or, you know, like they're just lost. I don't even know how to put that. So, I mean, myself, I'm attracted to somebody who's, like, confident, like you were reading, Jethro, those confident sense of humor. I mean, but a lot of men who are into this, they're kind of looking for themselves. They're looking to find themselves or something. And so, like, I want you to already have found yourself. So, you know, like Jethro, you know, like Jethro, I know you've found yourself, so, you know, you'd be a different case. But there are a lot of guys out there who just, that's why I kind of want to stay away from the psychic male for the most part. I haven't found one yet available in that is confident and has all those attributes.
Thank you. And I take that, and I love you guys, and I've got a lot of people calling in. Jethro, the shows you do are maddening to me. I have lived 14 years with a psychic man, and all he ever does is read things sensitive. He acts like a cat in the house. I don't know if I should have him neutered or spayed to calm him down. Please don't have me neutered. Oh, my gosh. And if I had my choice, I would not have picked him. I was very much madly in love with him the first couple of years. Now I feel like he's a radio station that just continually tells me the future, whether I want it or not. I feel like you might want to talk to someone and see, maybe you're not compatible. Oh, my gosh. If I had my choice, I would be dating Dina right now. And if I had to turn my psychic gift down, I would do it. You know, I have tried to date her for quite a while, Jethro, but you keep shutting me down. I don't shut you down. I just make you be good because you talk adult stuff over my radio show. I love Jan. I can't understand why my life is going crazy, and I need to speak with her. Jan Bachdrakey's out there in the internet. Get a hold of her. You guys, type in our name. You know, you guys got a phenomenal thing here. You've got Dina Flanagan sitting here right now, and you've got Jan Bachdrakey's address. You got Psychic Jethro. Get a hold of us. I had a person tell me that you can find anybody on the internet anymore. What I want you to do is I want you to listen to us today, see what you got, give your opinion, and then find the right psychic. I'm not that person to call if you want to stay inhibited and you want to live in your house and you're nervous and you're calling me to have yourself tell me, I want to date that blonde girl that's so attractive and I don't know what to do, and I sent her flowers and I asked her dad to take me to the movies, all that. You want me to read your future. I don't want you to call me for that. I want you to call me, give me your name, and let me read what the guides are telling you. Don't you agree, Dina? I mean, people want us to tell them, and I love what Dean just said to you. It's just exactly the truth. You know, you might want to take a step back. If it's causing that, or if it's doing that, there's a reason. The excellent thing in what we do is when you're having that need. One of my best things is when someone calls me and something's going and the guides tell me and we work. That's what you'll see on there. We have some wonderful, phenomenal people. I've got them calling, going, Jethro, you got to go longer shows because Dina and you are back together. I missed you. We love you too. Don't go telling me in Michigan tells me if I were on that radio show, you can damn well bet that I'd be telling you about those psychic women. I was married to a psychic woman, and the stuff she did to me is still terrible. My whole family's scared of me because she did everything. And every time we went out dancing or doing something, she turned on and we lost a friend because she told them the truth. Is there any way to calm her down? I miss. Oh, I don't think you should be dating any of us, psychics. You should just calm down. What do you think, Dina, about that one?
Oh, my God. Well, see, a good psychic doesn't have that need to feel like they have to prove themselves or read other people. And you have to give them their space. Don't ever invade somebody's space unless they want it, unless they ask for it. And so right there, I mean, that's like, what are you trying to prove, or what do you need? What do you need out of that? So like, you learn to just turn it on and off when you want it and need it for people, for the good, for helping people as they need it and want it, not unsolicited. So it feels like she's got some things to learn. That's what I say.
I love it. This is from Kentucky. I'll damn well tell you too, Jethro. Every time I listen to your show, you get me upset. I do like the fact I have a psychic husband, and I don't have any problem with him telling me psychic stuff. What I have a problem with is if it's working. Sometimes you guys work, sometimes you don't. The guys are telling me that if he's out there really doing his job, he should be able to pay the lights. I've been working this store for 2 years, and I'm a cashier, and I hate my job. honey, you there's the thing there. We just talked about that respectability. I can tell you honestly, and Dina will testify and other friends of mine, I will do whatever it takes to feed the family. I have washed dishes, cleaned floors, done things. Yes, just because you're intuitive doesn't mean you get to sit home and lay down with a foil around your head. You're not a baked potato.
Yeah. No,
come
no,
on,
because Dee. I when I am not doing this work, I am busy, like you said, earning money any way that I need to, because you know, you can't just sit around and wait for the next whatever. You got to get out there and you got to work like the rest of us, doing whatever it is you got to do, you know, to earn money.
Those of you keeping up, we're in Psychic Jethro's room today on Facebook. We're on Psychics Gone Wild, and we're discussing it at 914-205-5362. We got people on the phone. We're trying to get in. I know you guys want readings. We're doing this conversation. We will have. For any of you who want a reading, do the little check mark up, and I will pick up the phones. We're still going. We got a lot of you calling in. I don't care, Jethro, what you say. I give my husband a couple shots of whiskey, and he isn't that psychic anymore, and we get along just fine. I have a 28-year relationship, and I do think that we always joked about the fact that he had some other problems. His mom said that when he was little, he knew too much. We joke about it now, and we sit down and talk secretly about what's going on. He never misses. Someday he'd like to do a show with you and Dina, probably Patty. He is one of your fans and made some of your videos. We love you guys, and I love you guys, the videos. Those of you doing those, please remember to help me with that. Send them to us. I'll send them on, or send it to the person you did. We encourage you to help market and do that for those of you. Dina is like a flashlight. Every time I listen to the show, something dawns on me with her. I have 231 right now counted psychic friends. I feel that Dina is my real friend.
Wow.
I know that on Facebook, if I see her on Facebook, I know life is good. Oh, thank you, Eva.
Oh,
that was
thank
Eva.
You.
You know, we've got you guys going. Thank you, Dina. And I know all of you are going, oh, my gosh, you put her on the spot. You guys know Dina just came out and told the truth. So those of you who love that, please, and those of you don't, please, what we've got happening right now, I have got to tell you, Dina, is it okay to have – is it different to have sex with a psychic than it is with a regular man? I've been with two men who were very nice, not sensitive, but very strong men who didn't believe in this. I have a curiosity. Is it different? Friend.
Yeah, it is. Well, first of all, that's just one area that where your psychic abilities do come in handy, because you can read body movement better. You can read kind of their needs, their wants, the body movements, everything much better. And so if you are like me, I can tune into being 100% into that person at the moment. And that's one good thing about being psychic, is you are with that person. You know, you're not thinking of your grocery list or this or that. And because like when you're reading a client, you're 100% there. You're 100% with that person. Well, it's the same thing in sex. And so, I've been told that, yes, yes, that there is a difference on my end, you know, me being the psychic. So, yeah, I definitely that area is it works much better for sure.
Thank you, Dina. You just saved all of the psychic men's reputation. We just had a 300 point of yay, go Dina right here with all of us saying that. It is different, and I agree with it, but from this perspective of working with people and things out of it, I'm a very open and blunt person, and I love what you just did, because you just made a bunch more fans over United Kingdom. We've got other people saying, what is it, Dina, about these men who say they're intuitive? They seem to be upset all the time. Then when you find out that really that people sometimes use this saying that they're psychic just to get in close so that I will feel sad. I used to really think, oh my gosh, this is a really good thing, but I've dated two men that were just, I think, empathic, but it never went really very far because they had all these reasons they couldn't get committed. Wow.
Commitment is I do find commitment is scary, but meaning like because you know so much. So not because you just don't like to commit, but because you know so much, it sometimes you kind of have a wall up or defenses up. You try not to. I've worked on that over the years, but so because since you always know things ahead, you tend to get hurt more. So you tend to put that wall up. So therefore they can't really 100% commit. Now, when you totally get comfortable with yourself and confident with yourself, none of that matters. Take that wall down. You know, it works so much better that way.
Love you guys. Those tuning in, we're getting really serious here. We're down to the minutes. We've got a couple. We're going to grab the phone here and say hi to one of our fans that's on here today. We're going to put you right up on the radio here and see if me and Dina can help you in any way. We know that's what you want to do is go wild. You're live, 925. Can you hear me? 925 has just ran away. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hello? I'm good. How are you, Deborah?
Wonderful. Are you enjoying the show, or are you ready to turn us into the CBS Don't Tell Stories? What are you ready to do with us?
I am absolutely loving the show, and I am just thrilled to see you. You are awesome, lady.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I enjoy this. I love the show.
We love you, 925, and we're just getting wild. We have other people coming in. That, I will tell you, is a psychic because I just read who that was when over the phone, so I had to click that out because she's wild, and we only have so much time today. You guys are going out of the world. We have other people calling in, 890. We got 752. We got 307, 970. We'll all get to you. Call us. Get a hold of us. Dina, is it true that you only will do readings for people that are in your area? I would love a reading, but I live in a different part of the country, and I'm really understanding this now. How do I do get a hold of you?
No, I've been doing international readings for years. So all you do is call. We do a phone reading. It's just as powerful, just as impactful, excuse me, just as powerful and impactful. But no, I have a lot of phone clients. Yeah. So you can call, you can always texting. So now is just so much better. Like you text, this is so-and-so, I'd like a reading, and then I get back to you. So at 207-752-1399, or you can call if you have questions or what have you about it.
I love that. And those of you know, this is the way to go. Get a hold of me, psychicjethro.com. Schedule your time in. I have a friend of mine that wants to get in, Jethro. Someday we're going to get into the show. I know you guys are down. Just messaging you here. You and Dina keep up the light work. Please never stop doing this show because when you do, I miss it, and I have to keep listening to your reruns. I love you. Kariana. Thank you, Kariana. It's nice to meet you. Welcome aboard. Come on in. We're ready to go wild. We're down to the last. Dina, anything you want to tell these lovely people that got to listen to us today, say what, and talk about a very sensitive subject?
No, I mean, like, it sounded like we were putting down male psychics. I'm not, because not at all. All psychics are very sensitive and very loving. Well, a lot of them are very loving and very kind, and we do want love. But because we are more in tune and more sensitive, it's just harder to find somebody who is comfortable in themselves enough to deal with that or be in a relationship with that. But boy, wouldn't we love it. So yeah, definitely. So I say, keep on working on yourselves and get higher evolved.
Love you. Thank you, Dina. Have a great day. Thank you so much for coming on and giving us your time. We love you. Stay as cool as you are. You're a blessed person.
Oh, thank you. I had a ball.
Thank you. We love you guys. You guys got it. You asked for it. You got it. We got people contacted now. How do I get into the Psychic Monopoly? You get in by messaging me on Facebook. Message me your state and who you want to see and who you want to talk to, and then we just come on the show. Patty Negri, yes, you guys were asking. She's coming. Dina's coming. We got another secret surprise one out of those ones that I'm contacting. I'm only getting hold of who I can. We love you. Stay wild. It's the way to be.